how surprised and or disappointed are you that Steve Smith went to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Steve with his injury, we didn't know what the circumstances were, but, we were hoping to get him back and get him back. I don't know, how much he'd been able to play or when he would have been healthy to play, but, it's been a tremendous receiver for us, and, we gotta keep working. Obviously, the guys who have been here this whole time are doing a good job, and we just gotta keep growing and getting better.
Eli, two of your dependable weapons, though, Boss and Smith, are not with the team this year. You know, how do you find those other pieces?
Well, it's just a matter of practicing the guys that we have, and obviously with Steve, I don't know if he would have been able to play the first six games or what his circumstances were. So obviously, there was a big question mark in that sense. So, all I can worry about is the players that have been practicing these last 2 weeks and get ready for Carolina and see, see if our practice and things we've talked about, putting some guys in some new spots, if that's worked well and what we need to do to improve.
You're really looking to work with.
How do you feel about the recruit that you do have here? I know guy leaves, injury, trade, free agency. It's an opportunity for somebody else, but... How do you feel about the guys that are here?
No, I feel great about them. I think our guys are playing well. They have a good feel for what's going on. We have a lot of big play potential with our receivers. And, it's a matter of finding out what our guys do well, what's going to be our identity. And those things can change year in and year out, depending on what guys, what your makeup and what your guys do well.
Is there anybody you're really looking to work with those two guys gone now? Is there anybody you've really talked to now?
Everybody. Every receiver has a shot, and it's like I said, every receiver does certain things well. It's about putting them in positions to use their skills to the best of their ability, and make sure they're comfortable. So that's what we're doing. We're trying guys out, seeing what combination, what routes, what's going to be our style this year.
Is there a point where you've begun to wonder just? Why is it playing out this way for us? Why is our salary cap worse? Why?
No, my job is to go out there and play. The media, the fans can worry and ask why. It's my job to go, perform, get our players ready to play, make sure I'm mentally, physically ready to go and go out there and do the best that I can.
Are you okay with all this roster turnover, and do you feel like the front office is doing everything it can to help you guys win?
As I said, it's my job just to go out there and play and, get the guys that are here, that want to be here, ready to perform and give them their best shot to make plays and make sure I'm doing my job also.
You like to talk to Steve?
How about getting out on the field on Saturday and actually seeing what you got and just getting back to a real football game?
Yeah, that's always exciting, get back to the first game. It's been a while and to get these guys back out there in live action and see the things that we've been working on, been talking about. And, whenever you face a new defense, they're going to do things a little bit differently than our defense has been playing. So you get some new coverages, different looks, different style of play. So, it should be a great test for us and looking forward to getting out there.
Eli, what are the elements that made the Manning to Smith connection a Pro Bowl connection? And are those things that are just innate, or can they really be developed with another receiver, and how do you do it?
Of course they can be developed with another receiver. That's what practice is for. That's what you do all the work for, is to and prepare, is to go out there and have guys on the same page, main receivers. And so, Steve, he worked hard at it. He's a great person, a great practice player. He took it very seriously. He's very dedicated to his craft and learning and listen to the coaches and took advice. And so, that's what the other guys are doing. I think he was a good leader. Guys who have been here before and seen the way he prepares, he's definitely left his mark on those guys. And, watching certain routes, you could always go back and watch him, in the slot running some option routes. And, we'll go back and show other receivers, hey, this is what you do. This is the type of moves and things you got to do to get open.